What's up, everybody? A little bit of a late-term unemployment hour bonus train. I'm not at the train now, but allegedly at work. I'm unemployed, so it's alleged. But caught a train, and I'm late for Wemyss training. You know, my reputation precedes me. I'm always late for everything. I'm blood red mad right now, let me tell you. So we have to do this stupid, allegedly do this stupid bureaucratic bullshit Wemyss training. Even though, you know, we've done Wemyss in high school and other jobs. I mean, we've all done Wemyss. Do you guys know what Wemyss is? I don't know. But we got to do this Wemyss training. 2.5 hours of taxpayer alleged time spent with a bunch of people that work for taxpayers allegedly doing things. Wemyss training. So whatever. I guess it's probably good. I'm walking it off right now. So I guess it's good that that you get people to get this safety training. It's really weird out in public talking into my phone, which is into your earbuds or car stereo or whatever you're listening to. But my reputation precedes me. I'm always late for things. I was working allegedly and didn't quite get back to the shop quick enough to catch my ride for this training. And then the ride that waited up for me to drive me to this training, on the way to the training, we caught a train. Honestly. And I was later than I was already going to be. And then I guess once I had got to the training finally, I was too late. I had missed too much. If any of you guys know what corporate settings of training and stuff are like, I didn't miss too much. I'm sure that it's layman's work, and I don't pride myself on being smart, but I pride myself on being smart enough to be able to pick up the pieces of the 25 minutes tops of training that I missed. I think I can figure that out, but I don't know if it's a law thing. I don't know if the person was, I'm not going to say a bad word about the, oh, it's going to be tough. I don't know if the person's just has to justify their job or if this is the policy, and it's probably a corporate policy thing, and I can't, but I've been told I have to rebook with my supervisor, and I'm not here next week because I'm gone at Racquetball Nationals, and I don't know when the next possible time is for me to come in and do this stupid stuff. And I'm sure that I could probably have taken what I was there for and then come back another day to get the first half hour's tops worth of stuff that I missed then, but I guess it doesn't work that way or something. Even though I would rather, if I've got to learn something boring and monotonous and shitty and uninteresting, I feel like the better way for me to learn that would be into two chunks. I would say a half hour and a 2 hour chunk is not effective, but I think it would be more effective than 1 2.5 hour chunk after eating loads of all you can eat Pizza Hut. I would have fallen asleep in a 2.5 hour class, and I probably will if I ever have to do the 2.5 hour class in the future, in the next time. But yeah, I would say that taking the rest of what I was there for and then coming back another time and doing that first part I missed would be a better way to learn boring, monotonous, stupid stuff. But I guess I wish I would have suggested that. I don't know if they would have went for it. The lady was not very happy with me, so I doubt she would have extended the olive branch and let me. Probably would have tried to beat me over the face with it. I don't know. Maybe I'm pretty far away now. I'm about another half-hour walk back there to go ask her that, and I think it's probably all for naught. But, yeah, this is, that's a bonus train, so, I when I caught that train on the way to the training, I was like, oh boy, really love to do a podcast right now, but I can't exactly bust out my phone with my supervisor allegedly in the vehicle with me and start jabbing away. That would be weird. He probably wouldn't understand and probably doesn't even know what a podcast is. So I get to do one now on my walk. I'm walking back to the shop. I guess I'm going to get back onto my mobile workspace allegedly and cut some grass for the fine taxpayers whom I allegedly work for in this great city. So yeah, I don't know if this is good material or not, but bonus train. Hope you liked it. I am still pretty upset right now. Not very happy with this situation. I'm really hoping to find a way out. Maybe the boys can cover for me. And oh, Lee was there for the whole thing. He did it already. He doesn't have to go back. Probably got to sign in and shit. Maybe someone will sign me up for that. Would be great. But I don't know. Fuck it. What a way. What a bunch of horseshit. I got really attitude-y and she got pretty attitude-y back, and it was just an attitude-y fest. And then at one point she was like, well, you know, it's a jam-packed 2.5 hour class. I've got to get these guys out of here by 4. So you're extending this. And I wanted to say, you know, I think the people involved in this would enjoy the break in the monotony. But I didn't say that. They ran out of, the jerk store called, they ran out of you. I wish I would have said that, but I'm pretty caught up in the moment and trying not to make a complete fool out of myself, but, whew. Yeah, at least I get the exercise. All you can eat Pizza Hut on 22nd Street. Overrated. It's good, it's Pizza Hut. But it works by the slice. You come up and you get one slice, you eat it, you go back and get another slice. It's not like Humboldt Pizza Hut KFC buffet, which is now no longer around. Maybe it just wasn't cost effective anymore, so they got rid of it. But yeah, this works where you go up for one piece at a time. I've heard when it's really busy, they're sometimes unprepared and they don't have any pizza ready. But it was Hawaiian, pepperoni, Meat Lovers, Canadian, Supreme were the flavors. Those are good flavors, don't get me wrong, but I could have used something with chicken on it. It was just, you kind of had to eat what was there and then come back. It was good. I love pizza. I mean, it's like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still good. And Pizza Hut pizza is actually pretty solid, in my opinion. It makes you really thirsty, though. It's got like, I don't know what they put in it. Apparently, allegedly MSG, so it makes you really thirsty, but it is solid pizza, but very doughy. It'd be nice if they offered a thin crust option. When you got the big ass doughy, you feel like you gotta eat a bunch to make your $8 really last. And it's very filling and it's good. Yeah, it's, I would say do it once, but after that, you're probably good. I don't smoke marijuana regularly, but maybe it's something to do if you do, and that makes the experience more worthwhile. It was good, but not great. I don't really want to do it again anytime soon, but this walk, this whole shitty, aggravating situation is somewhat of a silver lining, because I get to walk off the Pizza Hut buffet. So that's good. Yeah, I don't know whether I'm gonna... Okay, anyways. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope that was a somewhat entertaining-ish story. You can try to form a dialogue or a scene in your mind of what it looks like. And a guy walking into an indoor facility with his sunglasses on. I didn't even have my glasses with me. I only had my sunglasses. I made the joke before the thing about, you know, oh, I should wear my sunglasses in there. Tell them I'm really sensitive to light, so that I have to wear my sunglasses, and then I can close my eyes and sleep through the whole thing. That was my joke I made, and then I actually walked in there with sunglasses on because I didn't have my glasses with me. They were still in the truck. So that was the thing. And yeah, so I went in there with my sunglasses on and had a little, they told me, yeah, sorry, you've missed too much. So I said, oh, really? I was mad, and I started walking away, and then some of the guys said, bye, Lee, bye, and I don't know if they were making fun of me or if they were actually legitimately saying bye to me, but I waved back, and I wanted to walk out of there and not say a word, but I was like, well, you know, these guys didn't do anything to me, so I can at least be cordial to them, you know, at least keep up, you know, be a nice person. Even though I'm very mad right now, I could still be nice to the people who are nice to me, so I said bye to them and walked out. I stood there stewing outside the door for a little while, and I said, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So I went back in there and voiced, you know, really? Like, did I really? This is all alleged, by the way. Did I really miss this? Like, is it really? I can't make this up. Like, is it really that hard? Kind of thing. And 2.5 hours, we got to get these guys out by 4. You know, you're prolonging this. I think they could really use the break. Jerk store called the fella and ran at you. And yeah, is what it is. And yeah, so you can get a little idea in your mind of what that all looked like, and hopefully you have the scene painted in your head, and you chuckle a little bit. And, oh boy. That's a good one. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Alright. Thanks. Bill Burr. Tomorrow night. Really excited about that. Hopefully I won't still be mad about this anymore. In time for that. And if I am, then I'm sure old Billy Red Cunt will make me feel better. So hopefully he gets some ice cream at Twisted Sister on the way from Regina to Saskatoon at Chamberlain. Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.